And I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Christy Carson. She's Artistic Director of Santa Fe Rep, and she's Director of the musical Working, which opens this weekend and runs for a couple of weekends at Warehouse 21. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi again. Great.
Good to have you back. And Tom Romero is here. He is an actor in this musical, or I guess, what do you say, actor and musician in this musical. Now, this is based on a wonderful book, which I remember reading a million years ago by Studs Terkel, which was basically, it was called Working, and it was just basically all kinds of people in every job talking about what they do. And it is a stunning book, and it gives you kind of, even though it's now dated, it gives you such an insight into what people's lives are like that you never really hear about.
Right, and that book came out in 1974, and then they created a Broadway show around it, which opened in 1978. Yes, but it's important to know that the characters in the play, they're all based on those interviews, and the words that they're speaking are the actual words from the interviews with Studs. And even the music, even though there's five different composers, they all tried to be true also to the spirit of the character that Studs interviewed.
Now, one of the things that people will notice when they go see the musical is that it's not exact words, because it's got webcams and cell phones and things that didn't exist in 1974.
Yes, although I have to say that the libretto that we're going off of is copyrighted in 1978, and that verbiage about the webcam was in the original 1978 libretto.
That is simply not true, because there are no webcams in 1978.
Well, there you have it. So I don't know. It's in here. The show has been updated over the years many times.
Well, it's a wonderful and fascinating show, and it is, I mean, you guys didn't obviously write the adaptation of the book, but it is a wonderful variety of people, of professions in it, from prostitute to steel worker to housewife. I mean, it's really America.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point, is to show America and show these individual workers that make up this great country, and that are, you'll see by the end, it's pretty much in the beginning, in the first act, all these individual stories, but by the end you can see how the value, which is one of Studs' themes, the value of each individual, and then what they can do, create together. At the end, we see New York City, we see his beloved Chicago, you know, what they've been able to do by working together. And that every one of those people, even though their job may seem insignificant, that actually put together as a whole, they're contributing to the fabric of society.
How did you choose this particular play?
Well, first of all, Tom brought me the idea, and
How did you become aware of it?
I did it 30 years ago.
Really?
And we were thinking about it, and I was thinking, it still seems like it's very relevant today. You know,
yeah.
Especially for those who are lucky enough to work now. It was like, when you were talking about that, I'm like, well, it's, all that stuff is still, reading it now, I'm like, that's still really vibrant and real.
Right.
People still have the same attitude about their jobs when the secretary talks about nobody's loyal anymore, you know.
Right.
And thought it'd be really timely also because of the work situation around the country now, and people, so many people being out of work.
Right.
And other people being, I feel, exploited and underpaid and overworked. And
Ever more so. We thought it was bad in 1978.
Yeah, history repeats itself.
History repeats itself indeed. I mean, mill workers, now factory workers. It'd be interesting to do. An international version.
Well, it would, because factory workers aren't working here anymore.
Yeah, right.
And mill workers, I don't know if there are any mills. There are. I know there are, but not like there were. And
now, when you first did this, Tom, did you play any of the same roles that you're playing now?
I can't remember. You know, I think I played the UPS guy. That much I remember.
Oh, you did.
And I played guitar on the song Un Mejor Día.
Right.
And sang with that. But I kind of can't remember what else I did. It's an odd musical in that sense, because I didn't play Mike. That I know.
Which he's playing now. Playing.
Right. So I played an array of characters. Mm-hmm. And the characters don't talk to each other, per se. You know.
Right.
Which is...
Although they sing with each other.
They sing with each other.
Right. And I picked up on Tom's suggestion to do this. It's very different than anything Santa Fe Rep has done so far. But I love the message, the underlying message of it, again, that each individual has worth, each individual counts. It's kind of singing the unsung hero. They talk about that we hear these stories from all these people that maybe we take for granted. We never really think about how they're contributing and what they're doing. And so I like that, and I think it has some interesting themes about you know, how we judge other people by what they do, how people speak about other people. I mean, it's interesting. My initial reaction to the script was to make some changes because I thought it was so politically incorrect, the way they're talking to each other and the way some of these people speak. But I think, you know, that's the point of it, is to hold the mirror up to see really how these real people speak and how we judge people. And then also, like, the housewife, is it enough to be a housewife? You know, is that enough in this society? And, you know, the theme of dreaming your ambition versus contentment. You know, I mean, I have that myself. You know, how ambitious, how much do you want to achieve in this lifetime versus, you know, where you're going to settle, where you're going to find contentment. So all those issues.
I was thinking when that song was being sung, that very song to which you're referring, that question of what am I settling for and how much can I really achieve and where have I cut my dreams off is probably true for really the people at the highest level as well as ordinary people. I mean, everybody is continually wrestling with that question.
Right.
Who has that spark of ambition of in any way?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that ever changes, yeah. No matter what level you get to.
Yeah, exactly.
Those people are very competitive at high levels of whatever.
Right, but that's the quote I was looking for. I guess I didn't bring it, but Stud says that is a very common theme, no matter what socioeconomic level you're at, that everybody wants to find fulfillment in their work.
Exactly.
You know, and so that's, in this show, you'll see some people are content, find fulfillment in their work. Other people are very disgruntled and unhappy and wondering about what they could have done, how they could have achieved more. So it's an I think it poses some interesting questions.
Indeed it does. And it's also the kind of musical that you can stage with kind of minimal props and making very creative use of the props that you've got.
Right. I know Tom and I were just talking about that, you know, sometimes Santa Fe Rep does these big undertakings, like Pippin was quite an undertaking. But, you know, you can't always do big shows. This is a smaller show. But, again, focuses on the actor, on the book, on the writing, on the music, which is, again, five different composers from James Taylor to Stephen Schwartz. And so there's some beautiful music.
Now, was all the music composed for the show?
Yes.
It was. And it's interesting because you'll recognize some of the James Taylor pieces like Millwork and Brother Trucker. You'll recognize some of these. But I've since learned I think he wrote them for the show, but then later released them on some of his albums
like Traffic Jam being
Yeah, like Traffic Jam is another
right,
one.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And a lot of the words that the actual people in the book used are in the songs themselves as well. So they pulled from the book to put them actually in the songs.
Now, did you, for example, Tom, for your parts, go back to the Studs Terkel book and immerse yourself in it?
No. I read parts of the book.
And what I did, too, as director, I copied the chapters in the book that each character, so the actors could
right.
read the chapters.
Right, right.
For
so
homework.
You got to know your guys.
I got
guys.
To know them, and my guy is actually a couple of guys pieced together, one guy being a factory worker and the other guy being an iron worker. But I didn't immerse myself into the book, no. I prefer to use the script and go from that and in my own honest interpretation of it.
Right, right. Yeah, that is a very affecting piece, the iron worker, because there's so many, I mean, within any given profession, there's all kinds of ego. And that's one of the things that comes out in this piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last song, which you didn't hear, they talk about, see that building. I built that building.
Right.
That's a piece of me. I think it's such a universal theme, and this, I think about that. It's like everybody wants to have ownership of what they do every day. We do it, we don't all love our jobs. I don't love my job. I work 40 hours a week. But you do.
You want to say that on air, Tom?
They'll all be working. They know how I feel about it. But you want to feel like you have a part in something when, that at the end of the day you've done something, that it's a piece of me, that there's a reason I'm here 8 hours a day, every day, 40 hours a week.
Okay, this is a good lead on it. Yeah. I will read this one Studs Terkel quote. He says, when you become part of something, in some way you count. It could be a rally, even a something brief part of something, but you suddenly realize you count. To count is very important. So that's an underlying theme that no matter what we choose to do as a profession, that we feel like we're making a difference in this world.
So the musical is called Working. Working, the musical, people talk about what they do and how they feel about it from the book by Pulitzer Prize winner Studs Terkel. And it's October 4th and 6th.
That's right. There's no Friday night, so it's this Thursday, Saturday 4 and 8, Sunday at 4. But next weekend, it will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8, and then Saturday and Sunday again at 4.
Okay. And if you didn't remember all that, you can go to sfrep.org, and you can also call for reservations, 505-629-6517. And Christy Carson is Artistic Director of Santa Fe Rep and Director of Working. Tom Romero is actor and musician in the musical. And should we go out with just a few bars of some of the music from this musical?
Sure, okay. Great.
Well, thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.